Blue Apron, take back dinner.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Liars Club. I'm Felicia Michaels.
And I'm Jessica Wellington.
And by the way, today's podcast is brought to you by Blue Apron. If you're ever interested in a food delivery service, go to Blue Apron. And in the code box, put Liars Club and you'll get 30% off.
Just put Liars.
Liars and then Liars.
30% is a lot.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Why not try it, right? Wow. Jessica, can you please introduce our guest today?
I would love to.
Jessica, get your shit together.
Right?
I'm so happy to have this woman here. She really tricked me with stories of rape and...
Hold on. I wouldn't call it rape. Just
what was
abortion.
It? Abortion. Just abortion.
Yeah.
She's not a monster.
I wasn't blaming anybody. I enjoyed it.
I was just
didn't want to take the responsibility.
You are a good liar, though. You're a fucking good liar.
I thought she was really opening up.
She grew up in Philadelphia.
Got me.
She's
was
a
like,
great liar.
I thought she was really opening up. She wasn't. She does the podcast here, the Comedy Store podcast with
woo-hoo.
Rick Ingram.
Yes. Blue Apron does not sponsor us, but we like them.
She's been on the road recently with Andrew Dice Clay and Roseanne Barr.
That's
this
true.
Is Eleanor Kerrigan.
Yay.
Thank you.
Hi.
Hello. Are you wearing those your glasses?
Oh, what is it? Oh, it's a hair tie. Yeah. Hair okay. Clip. I always keep a clip.
Just in case.
A fight breaks out.
Just in
Jessica
case
brought the
you
Vaseline.
Buy some chips. Yeah, you buy some chips. You don't want to eat the whole bag. You just,
right.
Yeah.
Thank it
you.
Is pretty yeah. Funny that you would say, Jessica, everyone else would carry Vaseline for one reason, but you're like, is there a fight? Yeah. Let's do this. All right.
That's stupid.
And across from her, this gentleman has a podcast. Is it on the
it's
new on my, Speedweed?
It's out of the Speedweed Studios, and
woo,
it's on my
awesome.
Facebook fan page.
Wonderful.
Yeah, yeah, it's a really good one. Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Controlled Chaos, so check that out.
Such a fun show to do.
Yeah. Thank you.
I love it. And this one is, all right. Sorry.
may have seen him on Chelsea lately. He's a regular at the store. He's so funny. This is Josh Wolf.
Yeah,
I feel like you're hitting on Josh him, but yeah. I like it.
I like it. It made me tingle my no-no spot.
And I would also like to point out that to my right over here is one of our on-air producers, Austin Walker. And in the studio is Mr. Michael Evans, our other on-air producer.
Hi,
Michael. Hey, guys.
For those of you that just happen to come upon what we're doing here, we are a podcast, but we're a game show, too. And we have two of our comedy pals come on. We ask them to tell two stories. One is the truth. One is a lie. We try to figure out with the audience that plays along, by the way, if you're just listening to us out in podcast land, know that we stream live Mondays at 4:30-ish from the Comedy Store YouTube page and most Fridays at 8:30-ish. Anyway.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
I like all that.
I have a question about the show, about the game.
Okay.
So professional.
Yeah, it really is.
For a Comedy Store podcast.
Yeah, right? I'm used to getting felt up and asked a question.
Listen,
maybe.
You asked me to do that. I don't know why you're...
No one ever
cares. All of a sudden
cares.
You're complaining about me feeling you up. The story.
Uh-huh.
So I didn't know there was going to be a live play along.
That's all right.
Okay, so what if one of the stories that I was going to tell
uh-huh.
is a story that I've told before on a radio show and things like
then
that?
Somebody might bust you
yeah,
online.
That's
might.
What I'm asking.
Yeah.
So do you want me to do a different story?
It's up to you.
It's up to you, but just don't give it, because we're going to find out at the end of the podcast. We'll take a vote, and that's when we find out what's true and what's not. So don't give it up. If we catch you, just... Plead ignorance to the end, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, because I thought about a lot of stories I've told online.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's too obvious. That one's too obvious, so.
Yeah, so there's this one that I love that is...
through my teeth. Like
people
like
ask all the time
me.
About, but I don't know...
Well, if you should give it away.
People, we ask people not to Google.
Okay.
They're at home, you know, but hopefully they don't.
Well,
they're Googling.
Yeah. All right. So is that cool? And two stories can't be like both true or both false. They all have to be one is true and one is false.
Leah just chimed in and said, oh, we're watching you, Joshy boy.
Thank you, Leo.
And she's a listener of Mike Countess, so she got to see you with Flip Flop the Clown in April.
Oh, she did? Yeah. That was so weird, that dude.
Does that clown wear flip-flops?
He licks feet.
No.
Yeah, he
sucks
toes. He deep throats feet.
Oh. I do not feel good.
Yeah, I have to tell you.
He's a juggalo clown.
Yeah, who deep throat feet.
Yeah.
And he sniffs them. And when he's sniffing them, he gets harder.
Does he reject?
Does anybody
see
him?
He's rubbing his dick as he's sniffing these feet.
And
I didn't want to look, but I couldn't stop. I was like, what is happening? I can't stop looking. Oh my God.
Why am I staring? Why do I have an erection?
Yeah. Why weird. Am I rubbing his erection now?
But does he reject feet that he sniffs? Like when he's like,
No. Because the girl on the show whose feet he smelled, Carmen, is not notorious for smelling great. Pretty girl. But she usually has taco pits and stuff, and they usually talk about it on air.
Yeah.
So I can only imagine that her feet were probably not in great condition that day.
I got to tell you, I did not get close enough to the feet to smell them.
Yeah.
It's one fetish that I feel so sick. Honestly, look, I've seen people, I worked in a fetish club in Seattle. And so I've seen people lay under glass tables and watch women poop on the tables.
Well, I get that more than sticking gross feet in my mouth.
I get the feet.
If I'm under the glass,
protect it. You're at least in a glass. Nobody's licking feet.
You don't want to see a dookie hit a glass? Come on.
What if it's... I'm saying...
We never get to see it come out. That's exciting.
I know.
You don't know. You might. Who knows? You're like, oh, that's how it happens. What if there's a trick down there?
Well, we really can expand. You really can.
Yes.
I got to just relax next time.
Exactly. That's what we're trying to tell everybody.
Got it. I'm guessing this table can only be so big, though. What if it's runnier than you think, and then it runs off the side?
Well, you didn't have to take it and make it ugly,
what
Jessica.
An imagination.
The girls are professionals. They eat bread and cheese before they
Lots
do it.
Lots of rice beforehand.
Just so it's a sits. Some
bananas.
Girth to it. Exactly. I'm with you. Okay, I understand other fetishes. The foot thing, I don't get feet.
Oh, I get pretty feet with like the toes.
I hate my feet. I hate
jerking
feet.
Off no. to feet?
Mm-hmm. I don't like the feet thing because I have fucked up feet because I had an accident as a kid. So one of my feet is much bigger than the other foot.
What?
Flip-flop.
Take them out right now. Those feet out right now.
You just changed the podcast.
It's only one size.
Right. And only one size different. But my ex-husband was really into feet. And sometimes when he'd like to pick them up and just, you know, whatever he did to him, right? And if he picked up my work foot, which was my bigger foot, because I used to call it my work foot, because
it worked better. Better balance. Yeah. Okay.
I would have to like change sexual position to distract him and then offer up my little foot, because my little foot's quite pretty.
But you know what, though? You know the good thing about that for a foot fetish?
Yeah.
Is that he could pretend he's jerking off to two different people.
Women. Yes.
This is Larry's foot. Yes. This is Sarah's foot.
I like that.
It seems like
I do have a Larry and a Sarah.
I did have an accident, but my foot is one size bigger, too.
Oh, really?
I didn't have an accident.
I think we talked about that on the first podcast.
I don't think we did. I usually talk about it.
She has good memory.
I also heard, is this true, that one
feet.
Breast is generally bigger than... It's true with nuts.
Here,
one
feel
nut
these.
Is, okay, come on. I can only tell by mouth.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is this a Nationals game? Topical.
Yeah.
You guys are so awesome. I can't wait to start the game, and we're just going to jump right into it. And I think since Eleanor's played the game first,
you should go first.
Yes.
Wow. All right.
First time she played, though, nobody was playing along with us back then.
Yeah.
Don't try to get it back on me. Can we please? Josh is a good storyteller. I have to think about it.
I was in college.
Okay.
And
it's a lie.
Now, you look like a college boy.
Yeah. I did go to college. Yeah, I went to college.
Where?
In San Antonio, a place called Trinity.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Was it a Christian college?
It wasn't, but I was the Jew at that school. I was like the...
Is that what your way of asking him if he's Jewish? Like,
no, it's a Trinity.
I didn't hear that. Okay, I didn't hear the Trinity.
I'm
with you on that.
My roommate's mom, when I went home for Thanksgiving, asked me if Jews can eat potatoes. That's how many Jews there were.
Really?
When they grew, she was like, "Can Jews eat potatoes?" I'm like, "Yeah, we're good with the potatoes."
What do
you
people
eat? Yeah, what do you eat?
She did tell me too. I'm so glad to hear you people celebrate Thanksgiving, and I was like, you know, it's not a religious holiday. Like, we live in America, and you know, that's how that works. But I was in I was in college, and I was friends with a guy who was known not to be that good to the women that he dated.
And you were friends with him.
I was in college. He was
the old. This happened to a friend. Yeah, no,
he was good to us. He just was a young guy, and a lot of young guys just aren't good with women.
You say he wasn't good with women, what do you mean?
He was incredibly charming. Uh-huh. It's so nice. You had so much fun on a date with him, but he would fuck somebody else that same night. Like that, that was just.
Oh, I dated him. Not,
Yeah. So he actually was a really nice guy. When you had a great time with him, and he treated you well, but he was fucking a ton of people.
Got it.
That's what I mean. So he wasn't like a abuser of any kind. But there was this one girl in particular that had really fallen for him, and we thought, oh, he's been on like 4 dates with her. This is it.
Big deal.
Yes. So he ended up having sex with her roommate in her room, you know, in college you share. And so this girl came home and saw him having sex with her roommate, which didn't go over that well. So maybe 3 months later, she calls me and he was like, hey, Sandra wants to go out. I'm using somebody else's name. So that is a lie. Sandra wants to go out. And I go, okay. And he goes, will you double date with me? I'm like, sure. We'll go out. So we go out. And I was like, why do you want to go out with her? He goes, I think maybe I like her, man. I think maybe she's the one. Shoot, maybe we'll hang out with her a lot. I'm like, okay. So we go out. We're drinking. He's arm around her. She's like, this is, I'm looking at the two of them. I'm like, she loves him. This is the person she's been thinking about for her whole life. Everything he says is funny. I'm sitting across from him. I'm with the girl and I'm dating. And I'm like, can you believe this shit that she's going out with him again? Right.
And this is the one that was the 4 dates, got cheated on.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So we all go back to, and I was rooming with this guy. Mm-hmm. We all go back to our apartment. And I wake up in the next morning. And I go into his room to see how everything went. And he had shit all over his hair, in his bed, all over his body.
Oh. So things didn't go good.
And
or went really good.
I was like, what the hell, man?
Where's the glass case?
So you ready? But I can't wake him up.
Oh.
I can't wake him up.
Is she in there?
No. I'm like, hey, man. But I don't want to touch him because you shit all over him. Uh-huh. So I'm like throwing a shoe at him. I'm like, hey, man. He wakes up. He's all groggy. He's like, man, what the fuck? We found a note later.
Oh, uh-huh. Shit on
that just said, you shit on me. I shit on you. That was it. For the rest of his college career, every nickname he had the word shit in it. Shit stick, shit leg, shit face, shit hair.
So she did it because he fucked around on her.
She wanted revenge. She waited the amount of time that she thought there would be.
Right. Forgotten.
She played it up the entire.
Like he got away with it.
She gave him half of his Xanax. With the booze, knocked him the fuck out, shit on his chest the way she told me. I was like, you shit in his hair? She goes, no, I shit on his chest. I'm like, that's not better.
Oh, so you talked to her afterwards.
Oh, yeah. As the youngest of 4 boys and somebody who loves practical jokes, I gave her a high five.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, you know what? Pretty fucking funny. I'm not going to lie to you. I really respect the game. And I asked her a bunch of questions. I'm like, I just have to know. How long have you been thinking about that? She said, since the day I walked in and saw him fucking my roommate. She was like, I'm getting him back. She didn't know how. She wasn't, but she said that she had read somewhere that somebody had gotten back at a boyfriend by actually shitting on him. And did the same note. You shit on me, I shit on you.
Man, that was like my first joke that I liked. It was always a shit joke, you know?
That's gross. Anyway.
but she.
I'm just like sick by that. Yeah, that's amazing.
It was a plus and a negative for her because obviously everybody loved the joke.
Did they get married after that?
She never ended up dating anybody else because everyone was like, well, I'm not dating her. Right. Like, what if I do something she doesn't like? She's just going to shit on me when I'm sleeping? So she...
yes.
She...
You mean when I put you to sleep?
Yeah. When I knock you out. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
I'm guessing that this guy didn't have good communication skills, though, to talk to her, to talk it out and get, you know, past it. He probably just wanted to go on like nothing happened.
Well, right? That was one of his things. He was like... Can you believe how well this is going? It's like nothing. We're just picked up right where she was playing that. She didn't. If she really wanted to reconcile, she would have wanted that.
Whatever happened to this woman?
What is her? She works for Ford Motors.
Okay.
I wasn't sure. I didn't want to say her name, so
yeah,
I wanted.
No, fair enough.
But she works at Ford Motors.
Uh-huh.
She lives in Michigan.
Wow.
And
shit city.
Yeah.
Okay, state.
Yeah.
But you know what I meant. Yeah.
But she very successful.
Funnier to say state.
She's got a husband, kids. Like, yeah. I check in with her every now and then because I respected it so much that
I don't fault her for shitting on him, but the putting the drug thing is a little scary. But
well, the drug thing is a little uncomfortable. But the shitting is fine.
Yeah. Hilarious.
I'm a shitter, so
I think she didn't want him to wake up. So a little booze and some Xanax probably.
These
was,
stories are harder for me because you're not emotionally connected to this story.
I'm not.
You're
at all.
Not the guy that got shat on.
No.
So this is why it's more difficult for me, and it's easier for you to disconnect.
Yeah, it's a good technique in the game of the Liars Club. Yeah. What are people online saying, Austin?
Well, there's a bunch of feet emojis on here for some reason.
Okay. Any of them bigger than the other?
Well, Easy Move says, Felicia, let's see that bigger foot.
That's
foot
what I'm saying, too.
Leah wants to know if you have to buy two different size shoes.
Yes.
Oh, I think annoying. I told a story here about once.
You sneak and you put the other one.
You remember Paul?
Who did that?
Paul Provenza had a talk show back in the day. Remember that on Comedy Central? Or
green
something?
Room.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't the Green Room. It was way back in the day.
Oh, way before.
And
that.
I got to do the show, and then I went to a shoe store, and there was a pair of shoes I really fucking liked, but I needed both sizes. And so then I switched out the box, and I took them, and then I had them on, and right in the middle of doing the Paul Provenza show, I was like, fuck, my foot hurts. Fucking foot hurts, and I'd stolen the wrong sizes. I dyslexied out.
Oh, man.
So the whole time I looked so uncomfortable during that show. Like,
We do have some questions from our buddy Ken Lofgren. He says, you still know her? That seems suspicious. And he says, she gave him Xanax and you were in college. Was Xanax even around that long ago?
Whoa, I like that.
Are we allowed
look
to
look ahead of detectives?
Yeah, I mean, I say Xanax because it was a sleeping pill.
Well, the only reason I'm suspicious about the Xanax thing is because I literally just read a headline from a few hours ago that there was a big Xanax recall. So I'm wondering if he didn't pull from that to craft the story.
Well, now that he said, though, that it was a sleeping pill,
I gotta go.
Look out.
Imagine that you wouldn't know the difference between a sleeping pill and a Xanax when telling this story.
Not when I was in college, I wouldn't.
Yeah, but as a retelling of this story.
But you say Xanax.
Yeah, it's just like, for me, it's like a brand name.
Yeah, I would.
It's like a sleeping pill?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know it's not supposed to be a sleeping pill, but I think of Xanax. When I want to sleep, I take a Xanax.
Me too, if I'm on a plane.
Look at Eleanor fucking having your back like that.
Yeah. Well, because I slept from takeoff to landing to Australia on half a Xanax.
Yeah, that's what it is.
16 hours.
That's what it is for me. And like if I said Xerox, Xerox would be copy, or if I made a copy, I'd have said a Xerox.
If I said typewriter, I meant computer.
Yeah. But yeah.
Michael Evans?
Here's what I can buy. I can buy that he used that as like a general get-by term for like, she gave him a pill that knocked him the fuck out so that she could get this done, right? Here's what I'm...
I can't see you, so I don't trust you. Go ahead.
I know. I don't expect you to.
He's a ginger, so you shouldn't.
I'm not a ginger. We'll go over it later. Okay. Josh, here's what I need to know. You said that everybody was cool with what she did. They liked that. Like, socially. I'm trying to imagine that not knocking a chick out socially.
So like I said, she didn't date ever again, but we all loved her. Like we drank with her and we just wouldn't have sex with her because we didn't want any poop.
What about like other girls that didn't make her unpopular? Like that's the chick that shat on purpose. Nice. Very nice.
I have to tell you, I don't want to say I didn't care if she was popular with other girls, but it wasn't on my radar.
I bet she was popular. Those girls were probably, they probably loved her. High five.
It wasn't on my radar if she lost friends who were girls. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because that just wasn't something I was paying attention to.
All right. Any other comments from online there, Austin? And what are your thoughts?
I don't know. That seemed like there was a lot of unnecessary detail in there for me, and the Xanax thing maybe throwing me off a little bit.
Have you ever heard me tell a story on stage? It's all detail.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
It's all detail.
Well, I still don't. I'm having a problem. I'm curious what your next story is going to be. I hope it's something personal.
Yeah, it's interesting see when people tell both their stories, and we can kind of maybe judge it and get it completely wrong. Eleanor, it's your turn.
So it's my turn.
It's your turn.
Okay. So I'm going to. I got all over the place and started changing the story that I came up with, like, or not, whatever, you know what I mean, that I wanted to tell. So I'm just going to tell this. So I'll go with, it's about my brother, Johnny. I know it's disconnect. Now you got me thinking that it's disconnect, but whatever. My brother, Johnny, was dating a girl. We'll call her Kimmy, right? That's the name.
Not that whore over
there.
That's
a name. That checks out as a name. Yeah, good job. Yeah.
Thank you, Josh, for your backing.
Go online. Is that a name? That's a name. Kimmy checks out as a name. There you go.
So he was dating this girl. She was pretty girl, nice girl, whatever. And I have six brothers, and they're all kind of hoey. And so my brother Johnny got bored with her, which happened a lot. Like, he dated a lot of girls. He used to leave notes around the kitchen phone.
Six brothers, but two are gay?
No.
One?
None. One. I always say one. Yes, I always tease my older brother. Oh. but is that
you? Oh, he doesn't identify as gay, but you identify him as gay?
Yeah. For a minute, I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, no, I got it.
I do that with one of my sons. Yeah. Let's move on.
You scared me. I like it. But I was like, holy shit, Johnny will move out here and start fighting you and fucking you to prove. So,
wow. By the way, at a certain age, fucking and fighting for guys is basically the same
I'm Irish.
Thing.
Anyway. I'm Irish, so it's just who
we
are.
It is. Yeah, it's the same
and,
thing.
That's how we say hello. So, but so whatever. So my brother Johnny, we call him GQ Johnny because he's like the hot one. Whatever. So he gets a lot of girls. And he used to leave like notes around the phone, tell us this girl called, say that, this girl, that girl, this girl, whatever. So he's kind of a hoe. Starts seeing somebody else. Kimmy, I almost forgot her name because I'm trying to protect. She already blocked me on Facebook, so I can't mess it up anymore. Anyway, so Kimmy. Literally.
That was some bullshit. That was fucking yeah.
whatever. Yeah. That was like totally.
And you, I think you went anywho.
I hope all my Facebook friends are listening to this because I'm in big trouble. So Kimmy,
not you. You'd be like, suck my balls, whatever. She blocked me.
Right. So Kimmy was pissed, really pissed, and really upset. Really in love with my brother Johnny, which happened a numerous times to a lot of different girls. This girl was pissed, and she was gonna get my brother back. So she started sleeping with my brother Billy.
Okay.
Literally, like, I want to say
to get closer in the
2 weeks later.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is he the brother that's
No.
Gay?
No.
No, I mean maybe not the most handsomest, not the shiniest.
Oh no, Billy's handsome. Billy's a bullshitter, so Billy can do anything he wants. Like, okay. We tease him, you know. He's full of shit. If he's talking, he's lying to you.
Right.
Whatever it is. So
it's Jimmy and Billy?
Johnny. We'll get to Jimmy in a second. Okay. But I like that you brought him up.
Is this like a boy band? It's Jimmy. It's Billy. It's Johnny.
It's Johnny. It's Charlie. So it got, Billy is like, you know, he's a cool, you know, whatever. He don't really give a shit. He's like, yeah, I'll take it. Don't care. And then he tells Johnny, like, hey, this happened, whatever. Johnny's like, oh, cool. I don't care. He's on to 50 different women at this point. He don't care. So then she realizes Billy's not getting Johnny's attention. So she goes to Jimmy and she starts sleeping with Jimmy. Now, Jimmy's older than Johnny, but they're all older than me, whatever. I'm one of the babies. So anyway, so Jimmy starts. Yeah, right. Jimmy starts with this girl. And again, Jimmy's kind of a.
Can you get a Venn diagram for your family? So
I'm so
I know.
Sorry. Let me get a look at the easel.
A chart. Yeah.
So she did three of them.
So she's now on to Jimmy.
And so that's the third one.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And now Johnny's still not.
Uh-huh. Did she hit on you?
At this point, no. Okay. She barely was talking to me at this point because she was furious. And I'm a very cold. I was so used to dealing with women get mad at my brothers that I would just shut down. I'd be like, sorry, can't help you.
Yeah, what can
yes,
you do?
Yes,
yeah.
He's in the bathroom with someone else right now. You have to leave.
Yeah.
Because my father's typewriter store was where all this took place, which is my favorite because we all worked there. So this girl would come into my dad's typewriter store.
Aww.
She would cry to everybody.
Typewriter store is so adorable.
Yeah.
It's so sad.
No, it's adorable.
Thank you for laughing at my poverty.
No, it's adorable. Why it's adorable.
Typewriter store is something in a John Cusack movie.
Yeah,
you know, he works at a typewriter store. Yeah.
That's where all the drama goes down.
Yeah. Well, because like when my parents split up, we had to work for my dad every day after school. So every day we were all there. Like Jimmy at that point was old enough to be out. Johnny was just about to get out. Like, so they were in probably seniors in high school. Johnny was probably a senior. And then Jimmy was out. So Billy is a year older than me. So yeah, that's why I was saying. She went older, younger. She went in. But none of this got Johnny's attention. So
she should have fucked your dad.
She did. She fucked my dad. She started fucking my dad.
No.
I'm not kidding.
No.
And
no.
I'm literally.
This has happened in my family.
They all. I mean,
wait. Your three brothers, and your dad are all banging the same. How old's the girl?
She's around Johnny's age, so I would say like 2 years younger than Johnny. She was younger, but
how
like,
old was she at the time?
17.
Your dad was banging a 17-year-old?
Did your dad know?
Is that statute of limitations? 18, I'm just doing math.
That, you know, she said he was Irish.
She might have been 18. I don't, like, I was a kid.
But did your dad know that she fucked your brother?
Oh, he had to.
She was crying to him about Johnny. So she would go and say, Johnny, he broke my heart. He this, he that. But this was like okay. Over the course of it. Like now I'm thinking of my dad. Is he a pedophile? Like, no, but she was young. Like,
was
she
it
was
like over the course
young,
of like how, like 3 weeks? Month?
No, it was a couple months. Was a couple months because it wasn't getting Johnny's attention. Then she'd go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Crazy shit. Then it got so bad, like, nobody cared. She, like, none of the boys cared at all. And then,
it was a common knowledge that she had slept with your dad.
To me, my brother Billy, Johnny, and the people that were involved, like, around watching what was going on. My brother Charlie, too, but he didn't get any, unfortunately.
Somebody actually asked about Charlie.
Charlie, yeah. I always say, they like the way I say Charlie.
Yeah, so. What are people saying about this crazy story? Or is there more?
Well,
finally, there's more?
No. She started sleeping with my mom. No.
And then she fucked my cat. And I was like, you know what? Enough.
She lived with her mom, who was a single mom. Uh-huh. And they wound up hitting the lottery and moving out of town.
Wow.
Isn't that weird?
I would say she hit the lottery twice. Went with your whole family.
Four times. She got Papa.
She hit the lottery.
Wow.
She hit the lottery and moved out of Philadelphia.
Now, I definitely, you know, I can relate with this. I feel like this might be why you put this on the table. Because, you feel I'm white trash, come from this. My dad. So my brother married this girl. They got divorced. And then my dad started dating her and sleeping with her. And he brought her to my house in Vegas while I was in Iraq.
Okay.
And I was mad. I was pissed.
Obviously.
Right.
Fighting in Iraq.
Mm-hmm. And then they were looking after my apartment. And I was pissed. Whatever. But then they break up. And then my brother started dating her again. And I was like, don't you fucking, what are you doing?
Yeah, you don't want any sloppy daddy seconds. I was trying to make that funny, but it wasn't.
It's hard to, isn't it?
Though.
It's really
hard. Wow. Well, here's where I first of all, you've done this podcast before, and when you mentioned people's name, there was no like, I'm sorry, I'm scared to say this name, or she used to be on my Facebook. What chick would come on your Facebook after she fucked your whole family and y'all did her wrong? And then you were friends with her on Facebook?
I guess she reached out later.
But, yeah,
she
and when you grow up
later.
And for me, like when you grow up with somebody, like I have friends on Facebook who in high school we weren't friends.
Right. And they hit you up for no reason.
Later on you're like, oh, they do stand up, or like we went to high school together, or we grew up in the same town, and I'm past whatever that is, and you're past whatever this is, and let's just be Facebook. I have a bunch of those on my Facebook.
I disagree with you on that. I mean, I think it's one thing for people to befriend you in that kind of situation, but for someone that's fucked your whole family?
Yeah, I have a
maybe
girl.
Maybe she's looking for seconds. True. Maybe she's like, hey.
She's like, wait a minute. You know what? I only got three brothers. Three more.
She's a collector.
What about
Bob, whole
Charlie,
set?
And Tommy? Yeah.
Does every one of your brothers' names ends with a Y?
It's none of your business, but yes.
Somebody online wanted to know if your daddy's name is Bobby.
Yeah. Yeah.
My dad's name is Charlie.
Timmy. Oh, yeah. Okay. Timmy and Charlie and
did
Bobby.
Did they call
and
you
Johnny.
Ellie?
Never.
Ellie
not
up?
If they wanted to get punched in the fucking face. Nobody calls me Ellie.
It's like so funny that they all have like such short cutesy names and you're Eleanor.
Tony, it is a boy band.
L or Eleanor.
Okay.
Or the Big E or
the Big E.
The Big E. I like
that. The name of this episode.
Big E, yeah.
Also, LL Cool K.
Oh, I love LL Cool K.
Almost didn't knock you out.
So, what are people saying on the internet?
Raver Basher thinks this sounds like a math equation. One brother plus one whore, and so on and so on. Ken Lofgren said, so your brothers are now biological Eskimo brothers.
Yes.
Very interesting.
Interesting. Way to put that, Eskimo brother.
Ken Lofgren also said that he's heard you say this story on the Comedy Store podcast and D&O.
Don't give it up, Eleanor. Don't give it up.
You say everything on this podcast, so he would have to believe that this one is true.
All right, don't Kenny.
Don't like Kenny. Right.
Leah said, if this was true, I don't think her family would be okay with her telling it, would they? I don't know.
Brothers.
She said far worse.
Yeah.
Yes. Should have listened to that first episode she did.
The only reason I say it
This was a united.
Yeah, this is good. I'm not afraid because my family grew up in a typewriter store. We're not online. Nobody, none of my brothers are listening.
They maybe don't know Johnny, how to maybe find Johnny. A podcast.
No. Yeah, no way.
No.
They're all out of ribbon.
Huh. Yes. Thank you. Good joke. Nobody ever gets the ribbon joke. Yeah. God damn it.
All right. Anybody else there, Austin?
They're actually having an in-depth conversation about Xanax and whether it was around or not back in Josh's
Oh, I get it. I love it. Thank you.
Which they are assuming is around 1993. Is that right or no?
Yeah, that's around that.
Oh, well, good job, Ken Lofgren. You know, just it
kills
it right
me because every time I think of you as so much younger than you are.
Mm-hmm.
Because
say it like that.
I know.
Yeah, no,
she
totally
means it as a compliment.
I get it. Yeah, no, I get it. I totally get it. I totally get it.
We're the same age.
I had a birthday last week. Last week.
Happy birthday.
Happy
later.
Birthday. Happy birthday.
Big one.
Don't worry about it. I had one of those. Don't worry about it. You just relax over
they
there.
They just come and go. It's just like what we were talking about earlier. You just got to relax into it. Widens.
It doesn't really bother me.
It hurts at first, and then it gets in there, and
I'm
it feels
high
good.
High all the time, so that stuff doesn't stink.
Correction from Ken Lofgren, misread. He did not hear this story before. He has never heard this story, and he hears you tell everything about your family, so he would think that this is a lie because he hasn't heard it. So exactly.
Yeah. I was excited, like, when did I tell that on Danish and O'Neill, but okay.
What do you think, Michael Evans? Oh, I'm sorry.
I was going to say, he also says sorry for leaving his camera on in there for so long. I guess Michael was accidentally
no, it was like 10 seconds. I was sitting there listening to the story. Here's what somebody brought up, that it's wild that she wouldn't be concerned about her dad or her family hearing. Are your parents alive?
Yes. But my dad owns a typewriter store. He's not
still
online.
Owns the typewriter
well,
store.
Well, he closed it by force.
All right, so
he believes computers are only a phase.
By
like,
force.
He's a real fucking idiot.
He opened a Walkman store. I'll get him as well as a typewriter store. But.
I'll get him back, girl. Yeah. You'll see.
So are you just that certain that they're never going to listen to this type of shit, or are you just don't care if the
I don't care.
Knows?
I think
somebody
a chick
said Charlie's listening right now.
Charlie ain't listening. He's definitely not listening.
First of all, we started the podcast off with you saying, Vaseline, you're going to fight someone. A chick that says that has brothers that don't give a fuck. You know what I mean?
They don't.
All right. We're moving it on, and let's move it along. And how about your second story?
Okay. I was with a buddy of mine, and we were in a place called Tacoma, Washington.
Ooh.
And we're walking down the street, and at the bottom, like at the corner of a street and at the bottom of a hill, there's this dude in a wheelchair weeping like...
Sounds like Tacoma.
Like weeping. Like
that
heavy,
sound like Tacoma, I can confirm.
Heavy, heavy weeping. And I'm with my buddy. I'm like, what the deal? I mean, I don't want to leave this dude just in pain. And what's going on with him? So I ask him, what's going on? And he goes, well, he's crying. He said, I have to get back up. I forget the name of the place. Call it the Project House. He goes, I got to get up to the Project House. If you're not there by 4, they give away your bed. And he was like, it's up this hill, but I can't get up the hill. And I can't give up my bed. I need my bed. I turned to my buddy. And I'm like, we gotta get him up the hill. Let's just get him up the hill.
Humble brag incoming.
So we started to push him up the hill. And by the way, not easy to push a wheelchair up the hill that you don't want to touch with your hands.
Right.
You know what I mean? It was like he was not the best smelling dude in the world, but he was the shit talker. Like, we pushed him up in the hill. Like, you been to Tacoma?
Uh-huh.
So you know the downtown, those hills are steep. It's like San Francisco.
I've never been. San Francisco steep.
Yeah.
Kenny is from Tacoma.
Ken is on high alert, Pearly.
Okay. All right.
So we're pushing this dude up the hill. And we get up that first little hill and we go, here you go, man. And his name was George. Here you go, George. I go, glad we could do this for you. He goes, no, it's up the hill. And there was like two or
never
three,
enough.
Right. And I was like,
I don't help people anymore.
I was like, what? And he goes, yeah, it's up there. We're already sweating. And he was like, it's up the hill. And I was like, oh my God. So I turned to my friend. I'm like, well, look, we're in it. We got 20 minutes to get this guy up the hills or he won't get his bed. Let's get up there. So
who are you with?
A guy named Gavin Boyd. I had started doing stand-up with him in Seattle, and he was in Tacoma.
Shout out, Gavin.
He was in Tacoma watching me. I was up in Tacoma doing stand-up. So I had been up there, and he was like, I'm going to fly in. Check it out.
Fly in just to watch you.
He lives in Boise. A guy named Tana Manu, who I also started doing stand-up with.
Tana Manu.
Tana is... We all started with Brody together.
Yeah. He was here for a birthday.
Were they on those names of that list you showed me?
Yeah.
Yes, because I recognized. Taina
was on there, yeah.
Yes, yes.
So Taina was doing a guest set in front of me, and Gavin was like, I'm coming in if Taina's there. So, and it's a, what is that, an hour flight, whatever, from Boise to Seattle, something like that. So we're pushing him up the hill. And we're about midway up the second hill, and we're huffing and puffing. And one thing he was like, I thought you'd be able to push me faster. And I was like, hey, man, you know the chair will go a lot faster down the hill. So I'd stop talking shit to us, you know. We're pushing it, pushing it, pushing it. He at one point tells us, he's crying some more, and he's crying a lot about, like, a life lost and, like, about his dad and birthdays that his dad missed. And I said, when is your birthday? And he said, it's June 13th, 1968, which was the exact day that my friend Gavin was born. And I turned to Gavin and I go, hey, man, did you see the movie Us? And he goes, yeah. I go, this is your dude.
He's same year and everything?
He's same year, same day. I was like, this is your dude. He's about to fucking kill you when I walk away. Pushing him more up the hill. Pushing him. And he, at one point, took out a fucking, the size of the knife he pulled out of his pants where he was sitting.
Mm-hmm. So how
did he not cut up his entire body? Pulls it up, puts it down. He goes, I won't need this. You guys seem like good guys. I'm like, oh, my fucking God. We push him all the way up the hill. He's got this huge sob story, but he's going in between what seems to be reality, like real, and then just complete
off the charts.
Yeah, complete. Yeah, yeah. He was doing, you know, those things that weed come in, those little dube tubes? He had clear ones, but they were filled up with yellow liquid, and he kept doing shots. And I finally asked him, I go, man, what is that? And he goes, it's Fireball, but I make it look like urine so nobody steals it from me.
That's amazing.
Smart.
Pretty clever.
How does it make it look like urine?
Didn't ask him.
With urine.
Don't want to know.
Not my business.
We push him all the way up the hill. We get to the top. I am drenched in sweat. I'm breathing heavy, but I'm feeling good. And I'm walking. We're walking him down the flat ground to the project house. And I say to him, I go, just out of curiosity, man, do you have to do this every day? Like, he goes, yeah, when I panhandle, that's where the money are at the money's at the bottom. Jeez. So for me, I have to get down there. I'm like, well, how the fuck do you?
Yeah, that was what I was thinking.
How do you,
what, did you just stand up at this point?
How do you get,
hitch it to how the do back you, bus?
I'm like, is there a van that comes and gets you? I was concerned about my buddy George, you know? And we pull him right up in front of the project house. And I ask him, I go, man, I got to know, like, because I want to help you if I can. How do you usually do this every day? And he just looked at us and he goes, I usually walk. And he got up out of the chair and he walked into the fucking project house.
I knew it.
Never went back for the chair. I guess it wasn't his chair.
Wow.
Walked right into the project house. I turned to Gavin and I was like, I am so glad that happened to us. We got by a dude. Like, he got us good.
Both of your stories have got heavy punchlines in them. Both.
Well, just because I'm not.
Tell stories.
That's how I tell stories. That's how. It's just how.
Don't you watch his act?
That's just how I tell stories.
But
so it's just how I tell the story. But when he got up and walked in,
I have no punchline.
I turned to Gavin and I was like, "Did you see that coming at all?" And he said, "No." Like, I was looking at his legs a bunch too because he was wearing shorts.
Uh-huh.
And I thought the same thing. They were just like so, there was like no muscle tone or anything else. So I was like, yeah, this dude doesn't walk. Yeah, he does. Yeah. Walked right into the fuck, got his bed, I'm assuming. And that was it. We left the wheelchair out in front of the house. And
you know what bothers me about this?
No good deed goes unturned.
Wheelchairs are a hot commodity to the homeless community.
Yeah.
For them ditching to it. Just ditch it.
Also,
seems...
is this back in your day, like when you were starting comedy?
No. This was.
You were just back in Tacoma.
Just back in Tacoma. Okay. This was this year.
Yeah, if he was
this
doing
was this year?
April.
Spot.
Yeah, that's
this year.
Paying him doing a guest spot. Yeah.
April.
Well, they were wondering because it sounded like it was like something that had happened back in the day. And they were like, well, Fireball definitely wasn't around.
No, April.
Back in the day. So that clears that up for
just
those.
Just calm guys. Down, detective.
Yeah. It happened in April. Happened in Tacoma.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to think what other detail I can give you. We had just eaten at the Thai food restaurant.
Well, it does
restaurant.
Make sense then to have someone flying from Boise to come see you if it just happened.
Yeah.
As opposed to way back in the day when you were guys. Were
well, we were living in the same city way back in the day,
yeah,
so
yeah,
it would have
yeah.
been weird for him to fly from Seattle.
No,
to
I'm
Tacoma.
Just saying, like that was. I know your concern.
Ken works in Tacktown, he says, and he definitely thinks this sounds like Tacoma. So.
Yeah, you know, like every area, every region kind of has their own, like the homeless have their own characteristics. Like there's, you know, some areas are more aggressive homeless and some just certain types. It sounds very Northwest homeless.
Folks. It's interesting that a homeless shelter is like, you know, fuck it, let's put it on top of the hill. You
know, if they can get up here, they know what work them. Is.
Right.
It's fucked up. Yeah, I like it though.
I don't know if I believe it. Then he stood up.
You don't like that?
No,
I saw that happen in the OR.
But maybe if that guy had no muscle tone in his leg, maybe he literally couldn't walk up the steps. You know what I mean? Maybe. Or was he like, when he got up, was it like, ta-da?
Yeah, he had a little pep in his step. He walked right in that place.
It's just such a perfect ending that it's like, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Everyone was too, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. That's Josh. He's a perfect ender.
I am. That's my nickname in high school, the perfect ender.
Any more comments?
Leah said Eleanor is funny as hell.
Thank you, Leah.
You are right. You are correct.
Best friend.
Ken Lofgren is not bi. He said he refuses to believe that you were willing a dude up to a hilltop. A hilltop of all places. He just refuses to believe it. And why would you even mention Tana? Was it the name?
Well, somebody asked me why Gavin was there. That's why I said Tana was there.
Yeah. So he's not having it. Even though it does sound like a Tacoma story.
Yeah.
Leah says that her husband drives a Tacoma, so she has that to relate to it. But
okay. Yeah.
All right. Leah's a good person.
Let's move on to your second story.
I was going to think of a Thanksgiving one because you did Thanksgiving
first. Wait, real quick.
First.
Sorry, I don't mean to cut you off.
I want you to.
Fresh off the presses. Breaking news. The homeless shelter is halfway up the hill. My buddy lived down the alley from it. I just remembered. That's from Ken Lofgren, Tacoma's finest detective.
Says it's halfway up the hill.
Yeah, he says he knows exactly the place he's talking about. Halfway up the hill, not up the double hill.
Ah.
Interesting.
All right, Kenny. I hope you have your facts straight, Kenny.
All right. Damn it. Your turn, Eleanor.
Kenny's not right most of the time.
Funny if he's just outside filming it. There's no way. You're like, all right, Kenny.
It's true.
Take it down a notch. So I was going to think of this Thanksgiving one that happened to me. It's me. So I'm connected.
See.
Jessica, fucking crazy. My boyfriend in high school, and if the Danish and O'Neill listeners, definitely, you know, it was a girl.
This is how she started her first
name. Her name was Mario. No, my boyfriend's name was Mario. Everyone teases me because the way I say it. How do you say Mario?
Mario.
Stop it.
Mario.
Mario.
Charlie.
Sickening. Anyway, none of you people are from planet Earth. So
Mario.
Mario. So my first boyfriend, right?
Okay.
And
she told on the
abortion guy.
Yes.
I use him for abortion guy? Okay, but he was my boyfriend for 7 years. So
Is that
his name, abortion guy?
Yeah. Abortion guy.
Terrible name.
By the way, if he was listening and he's like, "You got a fucking abortion," like he'd be so mad right now. Because that was my lie, right? Yeah. It was somebody else's story, but I used him. Got it. Okay.
No, but you have to do the facial things when you brought up the word abortion, which made me...
Like, Felicia was like, bullshit,
I laughed so hard I would pee my pants because she was like, and then I had... An abortion.
Oh, you tried to get some Meisner acting techniques?
No,
in here?
I did it like a soap opera. I laughed so hard.
You were going for a Lifetime movie?
And then I had... I had my SAG card out.
I know, Jessica totally believed it.
She did!
And I was like, bullshit.
I was like, you're not gonna... And I had... An abortion.
Okay, so
Jessica
Mario.
Was in, but her smart partner was like, no. All right, so
sorry,
Mario,
I felt
but Mario was true. He was the first. He was my first. Did I say that too?
Yes.
Sorry, but he was my first.
He had a jacket too. He had a jacket.
Oh my God, so many jackets. What?
Never mind. Go ahead.
Okay, go ahead.
Trailblazers. Sorry. He was a big Portland Trailblazer. Anyway, so we're not getting into that. So, whatever. So he was my first. We had. The first person I had sex with, first relationship, 7 years, whatever. And
the first person you had sex with, you had a relationship with for 7 years?
I know. Wow. So Catholic school,
crazy.
Huh?
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we also moved here together, but then we sent
him back.
Especially
all those brothers that fucked that chick. Yeah. That's so weird.
Yeah, because yeah. I was trying to be a person, and they're not.
Let's be honest. It's really the least Eleanor thing you could do.
Well, I know.
We're all a little disappointed in you. I'm not going to lie to you.
I will tell you.
We're all a little disappointed.
That's 7 years in prison / with Mario.
Yes.
Has made me a better person. I tag out much earlier now. Yeah. I don't stick around. I've been engaged 3 times. I don't close.
Oh, he really fucked you up.
Yeah, he fucked it up big time. So, yeah. Anyway.
I'm sure he's at home crying about it.
You pussy. Okay. He'll come out of the closet soon. So, we always tease him that he's gay.
Right.
So, too inside for you guys to get. So, he was the first person I had sex with. And this is going to sound so creepy, but he loved to have sex when I was wearing my Catholic school uniform.
Not creepy at all. Okay, totally good, get good. It 100%.
Yeah, that's normal. Yeah.
That girl, but I was young. We were both young.
If
so.
He didn't, I'd be like, bullshit.
Okay. 17, yeah. Whatever. Right. Just getting it on. And he filmed us. It was, and I didn't know. I didn't see it. I didn't pay attention. It was on the whatever, right on the TV. And
yeah, what year was this? The cameras, though, were big.
They were giant. But it was just sitting on the right on top of the TV.
So you didn't think it was on?
No, I didn't think nothing. I don't look for a red light. Now I do.
Yeah,
now I'm a little more nervous.
And I would say just so you know, from our age and that
mother,
generation,
you didn't pay attention to
people filming things.
Like it a just giant fucking VHS.
Yeah, it just wasn't a thing that you ever thought was happening.
You're a millennial, Jessica.
You're used to people filming, but I'm. It wouldn't never cross my mind.
And his mom filmed everything. Like she was always like, "Get the camera." She was this really funny. She's still around, Barbara, one of my favorite people on the planet. And so she was always filming. So I didn't think nothing of it. It was in her house, you know. And we were in the living room. The most thing I was worried about was Barbara walking in the door.
Here comes the acting. Oh, Pay attention to her. Guys. She fucking,
when
fucking
this
almost
fucking
clenched
lip
pearls right here.
Quivering.
It's a lie.
Wait, who did we have on the podcast that was telling? Anyway, how you can tell somebody's telling a lie. So I'm using all their techniques right now. Anyway, so I was worried about her coming in, you know, because we were literally in the living room. Uh-huh. But she was a waitress, so we knew what time we had. But anyway, so we do this thing. I don't think nothing of it, whatever. It's just a normal afternoon for me, quite the whore. And I go back to the typewriter store to work. Because, you know, when you're finished, you got to go back to
Are you still
work.
In your Catholic school?
Of course. Oh, okay. Oh my God, you changed. you wore that shit as a badge of honor.
Do you remember what kind of sex you had? Like, was there like
just regular?
Just quick. Missionary quick style quick. Sex?
Yeah.
I was on the couch. I was sitting on his lap. Yeah. So that's. Right? Yeah. But the other way. Like, not reverse.
Not reverse.
It's a little facing each other.
Yes.
Reverse cowgirl.
No reverse
very...
cowgirl at 17.
Not 17. Yeah. Now, all day. Yeah. I don't want to make eye contact. Yeah. Now it's just the only way.
Yeah. Now you're looking right into the camera.
Which one's bigger? Guess which one's bigger, motherfuckers.
I'm going to get a lot of likes for this.
So my question is, if you're on his lap having sex, where's the camera situated? Is it getting your
it's
back?
It's on the TV. Yeah, so it's my back, but okay. You can see my school uniform. I think I even have my shoes
Did
on.
He, like, every once honest. In a while go to the side and wink at the camera? Do stuff
I,
like
I never
that?
Watched it. Oh, I never watched uh-huh. it. This is how I found out that okay. there was a tape.
Oh, no.
So it was Thanksgiving. And his mother, everyone was there, and he's from a huge Italian family. They're wild,
they're
crazy. Let's
look at the tape from last Thanksgiving.
It was their grandson, Nicholas. No. They wanted to look at Nicholas. Yeah. So they were showing a thing of Nicholas, and she went up, where the fuck is that tape? She would curse. Barbara's the best. She's like, where the fuck is that tape? And she's upstairs looking for a tape, and I don't know if she went in Mario's room. I don't know. I just know I was downstairs. I had no idea. I already had Thanksgiving with my family, so I'm over there for, like, dessert. You know what I mean? And
yeah, but why did she put the tape that said Fuckfest 92? That's crazy.
Watch like this, bitch.
Seems like a weird tape for her to pick.
Maybe he just labeled it Thanksgiving.
There was no label on it.
It would have been a great label for a fuck tape. Thanksgiving is not terrible. Yeah,
what year was this? Eleanor, what year is this?
This is 89.
89 or 90.
Uh-huh.
89 and Mario still, yeah. He was friendly with all your brothers, right? Weren't they? I thought they
ish.
Were. I thought they were friendly.
Like my brothers didn't like him too much.
Okay.
I mean, because they would fight. Him and my brother Billy had fist fights.
So what happened after she puts the tape in?
She puts the tape, and I'm like, you know, just playing with Nicholas. Nicholas was a baby, and you know, so I'm just like playing with Nicholas, not even thinking about the grandmother's there, his mother, his aunts, and they're all wild, big. Big hair Italian ladies are like, what the fuck? And I just turn, I'm like, oh! And all I saw was the back of me and my Catholic school uniform and my yellow ribbon floating.
That was gonna be in my clit.
That's what I thought say. For a second.
Holy shit.
We didn't have good angles. If you would have got the right angle, my clit was flapping.
That's like the shadow of a pterodactyl. But what is that?
Is it Batman?
I was mortified. I was fucking mortified.
Did you just get up and run out of the house?
I just started freaking out, and then Mario got it, and then I ran out, and I was crying, and then Barbara,
what did Mario do?
Came out to console me.
But
because I was just devastated. But the grandmother was like, what the hell was that? You know, she was a little older or whatever. Uh-huh. And so Barbara just took it out and she was like, motherfucker. And she just put something on and they always curse, whatever. But I went out and his aunt came out to console me because he knew he couldn't come out because I would have fucking beat the shit out.
Well, was everybody around the TV getting ready to watch it?
Yes. Watch a video.
Did
of
you go back
Nicholas.
In the house afterwards?
I had to.
I ask a question?
Yeah, of course you may.
Did you not eat Thanksgiving with your family?
I did. That's what I'm saying. I was over there after.
Ah, got it.
For dessert. It was later.
Dessert is right.
Right?
You know what I'm saying?
That's what I said. Dessert and then get a little, you know, I got to work off this Thanksgiving dinner. So I knew what I was going for.
Right.
I was going to see Nicholas and his family and that was it.
What do you think, Michael Evans, of these?
Dude, I believe the shit out of that story.
Mm. Yeah.
Michael.
Yeah, that one seems reasonable. The first one.
That one seems reasonable.
It does. I mean, that could just happen. And especially, like, people end up getting popped for their little homemade sex tapes when it's, like, on your fucking phone now, when you have complete control. I mean, I can't imagine having to do it on a camera back in the day.
His mom let us break it in a million pieces in the yard. After, because she was, I had to go back in. And Barbara was really cool. His
good
mom
old
was
Barb.
Cool.
That doesn't really do anything unless you cut up the film.
Well, we destroyed it. Trust me, it's destroyed.
It might be out there somewhere.
Shut the fuck up. It's not true, Jessica.
Hey, abortion guy, I know you're listening.
You lied about the abortion.
Send that tape to the comedy store. We will pay for the postage.
84-33 Sunset Boulevard.
Just right from abortion guy.
Heartbreak Hotel.
Fittingly enough, the zip code is 90069.
No, boy. I wasn't 69. But my yellow ribbon was, I just remember seeing that because in Catholic school we had a blue uniform.
Uh-huh.
And then we had yellow signify that you were a senior.
Uh-huh.
So it was
didn't
a yellow
signify you
emblem.
Were a virgin, that's for sure.
Where was it?
Just pinned underneath. So it was like flapping, like you pin it here and it had your locker key on it.
Mm.
So I just remember seeing that and being like,
very obscure like, detail. What,
I know. It freaked
Mario?
Me out.
Where's Mario now?
In Philadelphia.
And he's doing fine?
He's fine, yeah.
And did you say he's a Trailblazers fan?
He was a Portland Trailblazers
somebody
fan.
Somebody online found that to be dismantling for the story, that he would be a Trailblazers fan.
Living in
Clyde,
Philadelphia?
Clyde Drexler, first of all.
Oh,
was
Clyde
one of the
was
greatest.
The second biggest player on the planet at the
time.
Yeah,
thank you. And so if you remember the emblem, if you know the Trailblazers emblem, on the jacket when I got it for Mario for his birthday, he came to my dad's typewriter store.
Yeah.
And my dad was like, hey, you start working for SEPTA boy? That's
hilarious.
The public transportation in Philadelphia has the exact same emblem for some reason.
Well, Mario is a trailblazer. He was the first to do a sex tape.
That's true.
I could have been famous.
I know. Yeah.
Well, maybe not. I saw a little bit more than I should have, and I wasn't
You're
that
like, not
great.
That great. Not that great.
Detective Ken checking in.
Both of us, by the way.
And he felt like he had heard that you said your first time, this was not your first time. He said that he heard that the agent was the first time you had sex.
She didn't say this
Billy Branca? though. That wasn't the first. That was my first ex-fiance.
Oh, maybe that's what he meant, engagement.
Yeah, get your shit together.
That this was the first engagement.
No.
I was never engaged to Mario. Okay.
Oh, I thought I heard you say you were engaged.
No.
And you were 16 or 17? You were 17?
17. Yeah. I was a senior in high school. Yeah.
Were you guys having like a lot of sex?
I think so. It started, like, I mean, we were going out for like a year or so before we started like having sex.
How was the curtains up or the blinds up? Was it at night? Was it during the day?
It was during the day.
That wasn't a vagina question. That was an actual question.
Yeah, I had to roll them back.
No, I'm just curious.
Yeah, in high school, I pinned them back.
Peaky Blinders was on, so we fucking.
No, like, was there a lot of light?
No, there was no. There,
yeah.
I remember there was light from the curio cabinet. His mother had a curio. That's old school.
The tape was in color, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was.
Eleanor,
it was a talkie, right? Was it a talkie?
No talkie.
Oh, not a talkie. Okay, yeah.
It was a screamy.
Oh. No screamy either, I gotta be honest. A horror, but yeah.
They want to know how you reacted. Did you cry immediately?
Oh my God, yeah. I was fucking mortified. His whole family was there.
Leah wants us to go back and screenshot Josh and I's reaction to when you said what was on TV. She said it looked like our eyes about to pop out of our head when we heard that. So.
Yeah, the camera was on them. It was a good angle.
Wow.
Yeah, but what did Mario do? What was his reaction?
He high-fived his family.
Hey, Mario! All these gold coins start coming out.
They carried him out on his shoulders. Mario!
Aiutama! It's about time! Disgrazia!
He's finally a man, Mario!
Yeah, they carried him around. Yeah. I had a lead. I'm the shame.
Like he had just won the World Cup.
Mario! Yo!
Did they ever throw it into your face afterwards? Like, did anyone in his family ever joke around about it afterwards?
No, but his mom would, like, say a little, not to me, never to me. She always felt bad for me because we were really close. Like, I still, like I said, if I go to Philly, I visit Barb. She's great. But
you never defended yourself and, like, I didn't know he was taping.
No, I said that, of course, but I said that more to him. Like, what the fuck? You fucking tape that? You know, like, I lost my shit on him. I was mortified that it was happening. And I was like, what is that? And then when she came out and his aunt Joanne came out. And she was the one who was consoling.
And young Eleanor put up with some shit.
Yeah, but I didn't put up with it. What are you talking about? We fucking destroyed
it. Sounds like you put up with some shit right there. You went along with it.
I think
you
means that in a sweet way, Eleanor.
Oh.
So fucking relax. I was like, what the fuck?
You got defensive. Like, what do you mean? I stood up for myself. God damn it.
I saw you take the Vaseline out and put it on your face. You think I was okay with that shit?
I'll fight him right now. No.
Come on.
When I'm home, I don't want to run errands or have to figure out a meal plan, especially because I have kids. That's why Blue Apron is a great solution. Their chef-designed recipes are easy to follow and give you a balanced, delicious meal. Blue Apron is a quick and easy way to make high-quality meals that everyone can enjoy. Use promo code LIARS to get $30 off your first order. Blue Apron, take back dinner.
All right, Josh's first story. He was supposedly in college when his roommate's mom asked him if Jews could eat potatoes. That had nothing to do with the story, but his other college buddy was running through girls left and right. And then there was this girl that fell for him, but she had walked in on him and her roommate banging. So to seek revenge, she drugged him one night and took a hot dump on his chest. And they found it hilarious.
It was pretty funny.
First story.
Yeah.
And he still knows her. Second story.
And him. I know both of them.
Still know them both.
Yeah.
I like that you think they just disappeared.
Yeah. Why wouldn't I still know both of them? Yeah.
I don't know. It was the 90s. Weird time. I don't know.
Always a shit story.
He was with a buddy in Tacoma, Washington.
Sorry, I'm just focused on that alligator on your chest. Go ahead.
Thank you. He was with a buddy in Tacoma, Washington, walking down the street where they stumble across a weeping wheelchair man at the bottom of the hill. They humbly push him up the first part of the hill, and then they start up the second. Then they threaten to let the guy go like a bunch of jerks. The handicapped fella is annoying Josh with a sob story about fireball urine, and they finally make it to the home where the guy lives, and the guy ditches his wheelchair and strolls right into the home. No problem.
Yeah, well, Ken did say he knows that place that you're speaking of. and that is not on the top of the hill, but on the on the middle of the hill, right? Didn't Ken say something like
there,
that?
There is, it was one, two, three of those individual hills. Did we make it to the very top of the hill? No, but it seemed like the very top.
Uh-huh.
It was four of them. It wasn't just
one. When you're
one.
Pushing a wheelchair.
It was a lot.
Even if it's half
a hill. Yeah, it was a lot. Yeah. It was a lot.
It was a lot. Was the guy a big guy? Like, how tall do you think he was when he stood up?
I bet.
When he started running away from
I bet you he was about my size.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Josh, were you playing Tacoma Comedy Club?
Yeah.
Okay. The hills on direct, it, whether you took a left or right out the front door at TCC, the hill that would be on either block heading up, extremely steep to a flat spot, extremely steep again. This checks out as far as playing that club.
Okay.
And being
well,
area.
In TCC, great.
Yeah. Yeah, those hills are no joke.
Yeah.
No joke. No joke.
All right. All right. So let's go ahead and...
We have a seismologist on the line.
Size
Do you
queen.
Remember how many steps it took you to get up the hill?
I do think that Jessica had a great point about would someone leave a wheelchair there, because it seems like that would be
That's
commodity.
That's bread and butter, no matter what. I mean, you know that homeless people use those just to get money.
Mm-hmm. Not all homeless people, but some of them, yeah.
Homeless people.
Yeah.
You don't want to, you know.
Most homeless people don't need those wheelchairs.
Yeah. I know that now.
Right.
Yeah.
You didn't know that this year after living in LA.
No. No, because the truth of the matter is, like, I've never thought of that. There have been homeless people where, okay, so I am close with Puma. And Puma gives me shoes a lot, and I hand them out to homeless people.
Okay.
The wheelchair thing I never thought of. But like there are guys.
You see them in LA, like use their feet to get across in the wheelchair.
Yeah, but that doesn't necessarily mean they can walk.
They don't
walk.
Need them. Yeah,
that
that's
doesn't
true.
Necessarily mean they can walk. For me, the judgment is always.
I know they steal them. I know that. I know baby carriages.
For me,
the
judgment is always. Those are new. Those jeans are more expensive than mine.
Can I ask you a question? Like that, you know? But did you pull them this way up the hill, or did you push them up the hill?
Push them.
It seems like I just want to. Tell you that
workout.
Is that my mother was in a wheelchair.
Yeah,
and you're not supposed to do that.
And you don't push. I don't think you would pull it.
It would pull it.
Yeah,
up.
You would tip it back and pull it. Would be easier. Well, I would think.
I can't my best friend imagine. Was in a wheelchair.
No way. My sister would have flipped out if
Are
we
you
did
kidding
that.
Me? And not only
really?
Like that,
yeah. Really?
You push. You push. You got to be behind.
Yeah.
It.
You don't want a mistake to happen, and for them to be the only thing going
right.
down the hill.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You could tip them back like up a hill, a curb,
right.
but not in a long, if you're going uphill, like we took my sister to the zoo and it's like that, uh-huh. like you push, we would never pull her that way.
Why are you so on his side, Eleanor?
I know, that's the first time you mentioned your sister. And
so
it's,
sorry. I love my sister. you brought a wheelchair. I was trying to relate.
Do you have a sister?
Yes.
Okay.
Three of them.
Okay.
Jeez.
What? How many fucking kids did your mom
ten.
Have? She had 10? Yeah. So we're only accounting for 9 so far.
Well, yeah.
Eleanor's
I'll
a
be 10. I'll be
10.
Oh,
okay.
I'm number 8.
Yeah.
That helps.
Wow, you guys have enough for 2 full court basketball games.
Hell yeah. My mom's sister had 10 kids too. We got a tribe.
All right, so let's take a vote. Austin, what are people saying?
Ken is dead set on the second story being a lie because of the hill thing. And Leah, he might be switching Leah's vote because at first she thought that the second story was true until she remembered the hill fact. That
Which is the hill fact that Ken's having problems with?
That the building is actually on the middle part of the hill. That it does, you don't go all the way up. He knows exactly where you're talking about.
But ask Ken, the middle part of the hill is still up 4 little... hills.
That's true.
Oh, interesting.
I think that's true.
Well, I actually think that story is true because earlier I texted our buddy Mike Calton and said, can you give me any dirt on Josh Wolf? We've got him in later. And he said, no, he's married. He's a good guy. What a jerk. So he probably is just a good guy that helped a wheelchair man up a hill.
Yeah. Jessica, thoughts?
I don't think he's that nice.
Come on, like... He is a comic, Austin. He is a comic, okay? You can never let that out
For
of your
a
grasp.
Long time.
Yeah.
And she's like 19 or something, right?
Right. And he's good friends with Joey. I think the shit story's true.
I like that you use Joey Diaz as a reference to solidify a shit story. Hey,
Hey, Joe, you came up today. Weird.
Yeah.
We were talking about shitting on people.
So then it must be true. Yeah.
It's a tough one because then you think about, you said you were friends with both the guy and the girl that shit on the guy. And did they ever say to you, like, don't be friends with that person? But no, nothing. No one.
No, I mean,
yeah, that's
first
what I meant about
you gotta take it
socially.
Like a man.
First of all, what's that?
That's just what I meant earlier about killing her socially. Like, that just seems like it'd be a bigger deal in their circle.
When you're young it's not.
Yeah, it killed her dating wise.
When you're young.
It killed her dating wise, but it didn't kill. We thought it was funny.
It didn't really. She probably still got slammed.
I'm sure she did. I'm sure, but it, look, she didn't buy my friends and. I mean, it was a big...
So they tell you.
Right, right.
All right, I think the shit story is true. I don't think the wheelchair story is true.
Damn.
Eleanor, what do you think?
I'm going to go, I think the wheelchair story is true and the other one is fake.
Yeah, I'm going to go wheelchair story true as well.
All right, which did you...
What did Jessica pick?
I picked that the shit story is true.
Oh, right, right. Okay.
So which story is the lie?
I'm safe to tell it now?
Yes.
The shit story is a lie.
Yes!
He walked right up out of that wheelchair.
Yeah.
Left it in the front yard, walked
fucking
right
yeah.
into the building.
Ken Lofgren, thank you, sir,
you
for your help.
You're too nice. You're too nice that you're an asshole. Like, you're so nice you're an asshole. You should have done that.
Look how mad you are that he did a good thing and he shared
Jessica.
This story on the fucking podcast.
Jessica,
look at you.
Honestly, I was like, I can take him up that one hill. I was like, I could. But once we got him up that one, I was like, are we just going to leave this dude here? He's not going to have a bed if it's past 4 o'clock. And I was like, whatever. What else am I doing? I can't take a half an hour out of my day to help this dude
up
a hill.
You didn't ask him, like, up the first hill? Like, what happened to you, man? Were you in the war? Anything? Nothing?
No, he's not mean like
not
you.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. No one ever be nice around a fucking unfortunate
are you sure you can't walk,
Jessica?
Motherfucker?
Yeah. Let me stab your leg with that knife to see if you have feeling.
Someone's mom was a crack whore. Fuck. I mean, my God, Jessica. Okay, let's move on to this. Oh, I'm very sorry.
Well,
I love you.
That's
I love
so
it.
Nice that now he's a dick.
Okay. Oh, it feels so good.
All right, so let's move on to Eleanor's recap on her story.
All right, her first story. Her brother Johnny was dating this pretty whore named Kimmy. But old GQ Johnny got bored and Kimmy got pissed and started banging brother Billy and later Jimmy. But GQJ didn't GAF, so she banged his dad and nothing actually ended up coming. She still knows that lady, too. Story two, she dated this abortion guy for 7 years, and he was her first BF. He used to get hot and bothered when
abortion
she would... Yeah, he used to get hot and bothered when she would wear her Catholic schoolgirl outfit. So one time they're doing it, and he sneakily filmed her, Felicia, if you can believe that. So she goes...
Yeah. It was really hard to sneakily film people in those big-ass fucking cameras. Button going click.
That's what a few people said. Yeah. Was like, there's a big light. They're giant shoulder-mounted type cameras, so right.
Did they make noise they were recording?
What am I, I'm in a movie?
Well, I think that's more like Silent Era, but...
Yeah, that's...
Jessica,
wasn't
seriously.
There a person behind there under a hood saying,
look at the birdie. Look at the birdie. Not that one. This one.
Didn't you have like a police sketch artist? Did you have movies back then or was it?
How old do you think I am? Why don't you just go upstairs and dig a grave for me? Christ.
Oh my God, that was awesome.
It was wall drawings, right? Isn't that how you guys did it back then?
Was Clark Gable in that porn?
The control room wants to know, how did you not notice the key grip in the catering table? to finish this up, so she goes back to her dad's typewriter store thinking nothing of it. But come Thanksgiving, the family wants to show a videotape of baby Nicholas. They're all there, but instead got an eye full of old LL Cool K over here. So
LL Cool K.
And that's where we're at.
Oh, sorry.
Wow, I have... First of all, the last time you were here and you told stories, you didn't worry about like giving people names that weren't their names. Like for you to go, I'll just name her Kimmy. You know what I mean?
Well, like, I was following him because he said, we'll call her Sarah. Like, I don't want to give her cred in any way, shape or form. Like he said it first, so I just went off yours. He went off Sarah. So yeah. I was like, oh, okay. I can.
Well, I don't know if I would say the name of
change
the woman.
A name to.
That fucked my brother and my dad.
Because it's not my story. It's not my story.
Yeah, I agree with that, by the way.
I think that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
But if you really wanted to know, she hit the lotto, so that can't be hard to find in a... Wasn't that... She hit the lotto
she
in
the lottery, yeah.
Yeah.
So in a town like that...
You could Google it, like in South Philly, who hit the lotto in 80 whatever it was.
Who hit the lotto and fucked a whole entire family.
Yeah. Oh, I thought that's what you meant by hitting the lotto.
You can figure out who it was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, she said she hit the lotto and left town.
Yeah.
Huh. And I can't get past that she was one of your Facebook friends. And I can't get past that you're like, that's completely normal because high school people befriend me all the time. Like, yeah, but
I have a friend
but
that
not the people that fucked your whole family.
She tried to, a girl tried to get me killed in high school and she literally asked me to be her Facebook friend there, 3 months ago.
There was a girl in my high school that had sex with me, my brother above me, and my brother above that.
Uh-huh.
And yeah. We're
you
all,
know her too. Maybe all, is that where
this
she
is
moved?
The same girl.
We're all still friends with. We're friends with her. Like uh-huh. I see her when I go to Nashville.
Yeah.
Like, to me, I mean, maybe you know what I mean. That's not again when you're younger and there's no social media, so
yeah,
it's not like it's not being spread around
media.
Like wildfire every 5 seconds.
Now it is.
Now it would be. Yeah. But you know what I mean? Like, there's some things that
It is so interesting that Eleanor and Josh, like, back each other up. They both do it. That's
we're
fucking weird,
really
right? That's like never happened. That's never happened while we played the
this
game like that.
This is a guest that are bonding.
Yeah.
That we're got each other's back.
Now, I know I was a real whore in high school.
Oh,
nothing to do with this story. I was just real.
Yeah, just stating
guys,
facts. I don't. you want to know my GPA next?
Updating my Tinder profile, please.
What were you gonna say, Michael?
I'm locked in on sex tape story. Is true.
Okay.
Yes.
That's my vote.
Okay. Thank you.
Me
thank
too.
You.
By the way,
I think that one is a lie because nobody online knew it. Like, people knew details about the first one. They're like, somebody even said, I think I may have heard this story before.
Uh-huh.
And she's been so open about everything else in her life, according to the audience anyway. So nothing why would rude. Somebody not know that?
Judging me on other podcasts.
That's
okay.
Difficult.
Sure.
I
go first story fake. That's for me.
Okay. Even after you...
I'm just saying it.
After you had that same personal experience with a girl that fucked your brother and the brother below you and the brother above you? Or the two
the
brothers?
The two above me? Yeah. Because I'm saying...
It's brother Daryl. Well, other brother Daryl.
All I'm saying is that it wasn't unique. It's not the first time I've ever heard one person having sex with multiple people in the same family. That isn't what bumped me about that story.
Uh-huh. And what is... Why do you believe the second story is true?
Okay, for me, it's just the way she told both stories.
Uh-huh. Hmm. Yeah, share it. Why?
No, I like it because I was using that guy's techniques and I can't remember who it was.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's all
like an acting she does. Kills me.
And also, do you honestly want to know the real reason I think the first one's fake?
Yes.
Yo, if your dad fucks a 17-year-old, you're not talking about it on anywhere.
Yeah,
anyway.
Dude.
No.
It was a different
so
time.
Ago.
No.
That's a very good
point. I don't
point.
Know. That, it was a different time.
Especially
no,
your dad is still alive.
It's never a good time to talk about your dad fucking a 17-year-old.
What are they going to take Charlie's typewriter shop away? No, he's been in business for years. He run, it's
look,
him.
They
it's
still go after
deal.
Those fucking priests that molested children. No, I think
as soon as you say your dad's fucking a 17-year-old,
I was very suspicious about the story about my brother Jimmy and a girl named Kimmy.
Johnny.
Oh, Johnny.
Look at you. Throwing Jimmy in first. You know he's second, third. He was third.
What do you think, Jessica?
I don't know. I think she might be trying to throw me off because she probably figured that I have family that sleeps together.
That's exactly what I was thinking of. White trash.
Right.
Let me tell this story.
So maybe you're trying to... I kind of think that one's real.
It's so hard, though.
I think the Thanksgiving one... That's rough. I mean, how did you not know it's being recorded?
I have to tell you, just coming up in that age, you don't think about it. I wouldn't.
They don't know from it.
I wouldn't think about it. I wouldn't even the sound. I wouldn't have. I wouldn't even have.
Yeah, but
thought.
So when the.
But I'm saying
when
this,
the
like,
tape started, it, he had he.
You
rewound,
think we heard like a.
No. Like maybe if I could believe that part was true, maybe he turned the camera on and the guys went in there and you didn't realize the camera was on. But where did the tape start when it
was right, played at Thanksgiving.
There wasn't a lot of time on those tapes.
No,
back
was
then.
I?
It, well, you would have heard like click.
Look at her like talking about a time before she was born.
Right?
I was born
She's
in
like, I've seen okay. Pleasantville. What?
I watch Stranger Things. I know how this works.
I'm just saying, like, it was a little time. Like, they put it in. There was some time. I was playing with Nicholas. Like I said, it was time. She was like, what the hell is it? And then they
no,
kept
we're talking
going.
About the actual
showing of the tape,
no.
I thought. Oh.
We're talking about the recording.
Okay.
Like, you didn't hear, like, how long had he put the tape in and put play and hit record?
How the fuck do I know?
Yeah.
He didn't tell me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think the first
I mean,
story
I, now
is...
I have to try to remember every detail
oh,
of the afternoon.
So hard, though.
You think the first story is what?
That's so fucking hard.
Not this time, Felicia, because I didn't quiver my lip for you. An abortion.
Could you no. just throw an abortion in the one that's not true?
Yeah, throw it so we can tell. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think the first abortion. Story is the lie, even though I go against myself because I can't imagine that you wouldn't realize the camera was going on because I think that Josh is correct. You wouldn't throw your father under the bus.
What? He's
bus
like 80
if that is
probably
true.
Something yeah. now. Like, who cares?
Yeah, but you,
yeah, that's what I'm
about
thinking.
What about if her like, brothers go to him and is like, Eleanor said you did, you fucked.
And it was consensual. Yeah. Kimmy went to him. He wasn't banging down Kimmy's door.
See, I don't know. At this point,
listen
I'm
to the
Floridian.
100% Southern right there. Hey, you know what she was asking for? She came know. Over. I don't care if she was
your
17.
Next president, you know ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. She knocked on the door. That means she wanted to get fucked. You know what I'm saying?
2035. Walker for president. I'll see you there.
I nearly just passed away.
Oh, my God.
I mean, she came over. She was wearing pants. She wanted to take them off. I could tell. So.
Exactly.
So what was your answer?
I'm going to say that the first one is a lie. The second one is a lie. Second one. The Thanksgiving one is a lie.
Yeah, I think that's it.
All right. And Michael, what did you say?
I think that I'm the opposite. I think that that sex tape story is true.
Yeah, I think the sex tape story is
Michael's
true.
Michael's not exactly infamous for being right, so keep that in mind.
Hey, I got that first one right, though, motherfucker.
I'm never right, so I can't be
Yeah,
I'm
it's funny. Kenny Lofgren always sways me, too, and we always forget that he pretty much always fucking loses. So it's tough to know.
He may have some good points for the first one. I think he got Josh's right.
Yeah,
I got Josh's right.
No, that dude from Tacoma didn't believe it because the house was...
He Kenny changed fucked it. Everything
he changed
up.
He changed it right before,
Kenny,
right before the
Kenny
boat.
Squeezed it in.
Yeah.
All right, I think the second story is true, although I have problems with it, but I think the second story is true.
Leah wants the second story to be true.
Thank you, Leah.
Oh, and somebody else said it was promo motion. Let me find it here really quick because it was a minute ago. Promo motion believes All in the Family is true and that covert Scorsese Thanksgiving, false.
I like those analogies, the way she put it all in the family.
Which one is the lie?
The first one's true.
No!
No! Oh, no! No!
4-0.
Wait, now I feel terrible because I'm thinking about this. And
no, it's fine. You're fine.
No. You hurt my feelings. I may have fucked up on the ages. They may have been a little.
Yeah, okay.
My dad is 83.
Yeah.
And he did sleep with her, and she did hit. This is what happened. She on Facebook.
She
this girl was writing to my brother, and my brother's married. Johnny's married. Still writing to Johnny, by the way. And Johnny's married with two kids and happily married, whatever. So she was putting it. And so I wrote under the picture Got that she it. Put up of them. I wrote in this picture, was she sleeping with you, Billy, Jimmy, or Daddy?
See?
And she that's fucking blocked
Eleanor.
Me. She blocked me.
That's fucking, that's wow. Eleanor.
She
Thank
was
you.
Pissed.
That's what I'm talking about.
I believed it just on the name of the brothers alone because my grandpa and his brothers are Barry, Larry, and Gary. So I was like, this all sounds right to me. This checks out.
And my dad's name's Jimmy and Jeffrey. Like, it just makes sense.
But I really didn't think, oh, I'm working with white trash today. Yeah. Felicia's not in her trailer home. Like, shit's going down today.
You saw this.
But I'm glad I got Felicia because last time she got me, she fucking called me out.
That was crazy. You guys have been so much fun today. Thank you so much for coming on our podcast and do it. Where can people follow you or what do you guys have coming up that you would like to share?
You go first, Josh.
ComedianJoshWolf.com for tour dates. My special Father of the Year is on my YouTube page. It's for free. And I do a podcast or a show called Control Chaos every Tuesday night on my Facebook fan page. And tonight, I do a show called The High Live where I sit in my backyard and smoke weed for an hour straight.
Ooh.
But tonight, I'll also be taking mushrooms.
Boy.
And that is also on my Facebook fan page at 7 o'clock and turn it on and some weird shit will happen.
Now, the Comedy Chaos, right?
Yeah, Control Chaos, yeah.
Control Chaos. Is that the one that Laura Bartz was on? Was yes. She was, that was very funny.
She did
funny.
That jingle?
Yes, that was very,
she's
very funny.
She's doing Kill Tony tonight upstairs.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that'll be good. Wow, yeah.
It's a weird, fun show.
Wonderful, wonderful.
And if anybody needs a ride... Josh will give you a ride there, too.
Yeah, I'll push you up the hill.
Don't push up the hill. He's a good person. You should do a high live while you push someone in a wheelchair. That would be amazing.
I'll be the guy in the wheelchair.
And then he gets up walking away.
Yeah.
One time here in the front, there's a guy named Harris Pete that used to run the front
yeah.
door.
Yeah.
And awesome. Harris threw this girl. She was given a hard time. She was in a wheelchair, and he threw her out, and he pushed her wheelchair, and she got up and walked down the steps, and he was pissed. And so he threw the fucking chair down behind
Harris
her.
Wow.
The
remember
best.
When Harris and Chewy were out front?
Hey, bro.
Yeah.
Can't park here.
Listen, I had never met anyone who sold cocaine out of their hat before.
That's so real. That is a real story.
He would sell it out of his fedora. And you'd get the package, and I was like, this is moist, man.
Yeah.
Did you put it somewhere else? Or?
So Comedy Store Podcast, we're every week, every Thursday. And then go to eleanorjkerrigan.com for all my dates. I'll be in Vegas soon. I got Helium in Philadelphia with Dom Irrera. Over
yeah.
Thanksgiving.
The best thing I love
about... We'll get another
about
Thanksgiving tape out there.
following you on social media is the interactions that you do with Dice.
Oh, my God.
The video.
Oh, yeah. Our Instagram video
is so funny. Yeah.
So much fun.
Yeah, it's infuriating at the same time,
yeah,
but then it
so
makes
good.
Me laugh
it's
how
so
you, how angry you get. Makes
oh,
me
yeah.
Laugh.
I
yeah.
get furious. Yeah. He hates me. He was mad that I was doing a podcast and not working out with him today.
Oh, really?
And then I said, I have friends. And he goes, no, you don't.
Wow. And what about you, Michael? What do you got shaking coming up?
Yeah, Michael.
You can I got all my dates and stuff at High Five Michael on Instagram. And don't miss our Tuesday show here.
Tomorrow, October 29th, the Liars Club at the Belly Room of the World Famous Comedy Store with Brad Williams, Ryan Sickler, Billy Anderson, Trevina Springer, Lexi Grace, and a surprise drop-in mm-hmm. that y'all ain't going to want to miss.
Yeah. And what do you have shaking going on?
I'm at the Austin Walker. I know this is terrible, but I just started a GoFundMe for my short film that shoots the first week of December. So if y'all want to help, I want to be able to pay my actors and crew. So help your boy out, please. It's all at the Austin Walker. But other than that, see y'all
wonderful.
Tomorrow night.
Yeah, you'll see that also on your Twitter.
Don't forget your political campaign that's coming.
Yeah, 2035, Walker for President, Walker Kerrigan.
Call it She Knocked on the Door.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. And you can follow me all across the board at Felicia Michaels. Please remember that we do stream live on Mondays and Fridays. Mondays at 4:30-ish and most Fridays at 8:30-ish on the Comedy Store's YouTube page. You can always follow us there. You can also follow us on YouTube on our own page where we have a bunch of bonus episodes of our live shows that we do here at the Comedy Store, which we're doing one tomorrow, and at the Ice House. And we also have animations up, so you can see our animations. Hey, please do us a big favor.
Yeah. Real quick, one of our very faithful listeners, Raver Basher,
uh-huh.
heading into court tomorrow. Good luck, buddy.
Good luck.
Get it, buddy.
Good yeah. luck, Raver Basher.
Why don't you go represent him?
All right. Yeah. Well, fine.
Are you done, Felicia?
Yes.
Okay, I'm at Jess Wellington 2 on everything, and you have been lied to.
I'm not telling that one.
Disney believe you. You're the real liar. Please stand up.
She's totally serious.
And you have been lied to.